Shri Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 1, The Yoga of the Despondency of Arjuna. Dhritarashtra said, assembled there on Dharma's field, Kurukshetra desiring war, what did my sons and the Pandus do? Tell me now, O Sanjaya. Sanjaya said, there then the king Duryodhana, seeing the Pandav forces ranged, ready for battle, did approach his teacher Drona and did say, behold, O teacher, here arrayed, this great army of Pandu's sons, assembled by Drupada's son, who is thine own gifted pupil. Here are heroes, mighty archers, Bhima and Arjuna's equals, the great warriors Yuyudhana, Virata, and Drupada too. Drishtaketu Chaketana, and the valiant king of Kashi, Purujit and Kuntibhoja, and Shaibya, all the best of men. And courageous Yudhamanyu, and valorous Uttamaujas, Shubhadras and Draupadi's sons, all who are mighty car warriors. Here too, O best of the twice born, those distinguished among ourselves, the leaders of my army, hear these now I recount unto you. Yourself and Bhishma and Karna and Kripa victorious in war, Ashwatthama Vikarna and Somadatta's son, all are mine. Also many other heroes who now risk their lives for my sake, discharging various weapons, all very skilled in waging war. Impossible to count is this army defended by Bhishma, but that army led by Bhima is very easy to number. Stationed in your proper places, whatever be your positions, do you now all give your support and protection unto Bhishma. That powerful oldest Kuru, Bhishma the grandsire, blew his conch and sounded loud a lion roar that he might cheer Duryodhana. Following Bhishma suddenly, conches, kettle drums, cymbals, drums, and trumpets were sounded aloud, so the uproar was tremendous. Then Madhava and Pandava, in the great chariot standing that was yoked with the white horses, sounded forth their divine conches. Shri Krishna blew Panchajaya, Arjuna blew Devadatta, and Bhima of ferocious deeds blew upon his great conch Pandra. King Yudhishthira, Kunti's son, blew on Ananta Vichaya, Nakula and Sahadeva, Sughosha Manipushpaka. The supreme bowman, Kashi's king, and the great warriors, Shikhandi, Drishtadyumna and Virata, and invincible Satyaki. O Lord of Earth, then Drupada, all the sons of Draupadi and Subhadra's son, the mighty armed, each one blew upon his own conch. Then throughout heaven and the earth resounded the terrific noise, which rent asunder all the hearts of those in Dhritarashtra's ranks. Then seeing Dhritarashtra's ranks standing marshaled about to fight, the monkey ensigned Pandava was impelled to take up his bow and speak unto Hrishikesha, O Lord of Earth, these fateful words. Arjuna said, Achyuta, place my chariot in the midst between the armies, so from that place I may observe those who are here prepared for war, desiring to begin battle and know with whom I have to fight. For I desire to observe those who are assembled here for fight, wishing to please Duryodhana by taking his side in this war. Sanjaya said, commanded thus by Arjuna, O Bharata, then Krishna drove that grandest of all chariots between the two hosts and there stopped. Thus facing Bhishma, Drona, and the rulers of the whole vast earth, behold, O Partha, then he said, all the Kurus assembled here. Then Pritasa assembled there, fathers, grandfathers, teachers, sons, maternal uncles, brothers, and grandsons, as well as friends of his. The son of Kunti, seeing there in both the armies relatives, fathers-in-laws, and companions, stood and contemplated them all. Then, filled with infinite pity and filled with despondence, he spoke. Arjuna said, Krishna, I see my own kinfolk desiring to fight approaching. Through sorrow my limbs now fail me, my mouth is parched with grief and woe, my body now is shivering, my hair is standing up on end, my bow is slipping from my hand, my skin is burning as with fire, nor can I even stand upright, my mind is reeling and confused. Inauspicious omens I mark, and not good fortune do I see, O Keshava, if I destroy my own kinsmen in this battle. Nor do I desire victory, no, not kingship, nor yet pleasures. Kingship enjoyments surely mean nothing to us, O Govinda. Those for whose sake we should desire kingship enjoyments and pleasures array before us in battle, abandoning life and riches. Teachers, fathers, sons, grandfathers, maternal uncles and grandsons, fathers-in-law, brothers-in-law, and many other kinsmen too. Even if they wish to kill me, I never could wish to kill them, not even to rule the three worlds, so how much less for rule of earth? Indeed, what pleasure could be ours from killing Dhritarashtra's sons? Sin only could take hold of us if we should slay these aggressors. We are not justified to kill our kinsmen Dhritarashtra's sons. How, having killed our own people, could we be happy, Madhava? Their thoughts overpowered by greed, they see no wrong in destruction of family or even in wreaking treachery upon friends. Yet why should we, Janardana, who clearly see the evil caused by such destruction of our kin, not turn away from this fell sin? On destruction of families, their rites of dharma then die out. From the destruction of dharma, adharma overwhelms them all. Overpowered by adharma, the families, women, then are corrupted, and from corruption the confusion of castes arise. From caste confusion, families and their destroyers fall to hell. Ancestors also fall without offerings of rice and water. The families, destroyers' wrongs produce the confusion of caste. Then observance of caste duties and family laws are destroyed. Have we not heard repeatedly that indefinite time in hell accrues to those whose family laws have been wiped out, Janardana? Ah, alas, we are now resolved to do great evil with our greed for royal pleasures, for whose sake we intend to kill our own kin. If the sons of Dhritarashtra with weapons armed should now slay me, though unarmed, yet that still would be a greater happiness for me. Sanjaya said, in the midst of the battlefield, thus speaking, Arjuna cast away his bow and arrows and sank down, his mind overcome with sorrow. Om Tat Sat. Thus in the Upanishads of the glorious Bhagavad Gita, the science of the eternal, the scripture of yoga, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna ends the first discourse entitled, The Yoga of the Despondency of Arjuna.